Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The DJB Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you can also get more information about who and what I am at JackStockwell.com. I have really enjoyed being a part of the DJB Health Show these last several weeks in my solo attempt to try to sound as good as Doug when we're together, but I've got to finish, because of some email I'm getting, I need to finish the theme that I've started over the last few weeks about basic understanding of what is health and where it comes from and why so many people who are making attempts at trying to improve their health end up giving up shortly thereafter, a few days, a few weeks later, or if they do stick with it for a while, why they don't seem to be feeling better, as the promises of a new lifestyle would yield for them fall apart. And that's, I think that's really what I want to emphasize and talk about with you, to help you better understand why so many attempts end up in failure. You know, most of us have gotten used to reading literature that proclaim the benefits of vitamins and the benefits of this and that and trying to figure out what's wrong with us. And a lot of us head out as a result of that to the local health food store, trying to purchase at best price we can what we have come to in our own minds is what we need to do. And often we end up buying all kinds of supplements and we're just still not any healthier. Now, back a few decades ago, I have always been a fan of health food stores because I always knew growing up and from the knowledge I would get from my own parents, who were raised on farms or adjacent to a farm and were familiar with farm-raised foods, both animals and plants, that those who partook of those kinds of foods seemed to be healthier than those who were living in the inner cities. And so with that education given to me at a much younger age, I was always looking and trying to find out an awful lot more of how my body worked, because I didn't get much of it in eighth grade science more than anybody else. I think most of us packed into the eighth grade science classes because now they were finally going to talk about sex. And at the eighth grade period of our lives, that's about all we were, at least the guys, that's about all we were thinking of. And I came out of that class not remembering a whole lot about my heart or my digestion or nervous system or brain or anything else, because it was clouded by other things. So in my early 20s, when I got married, I was plagued almost constantly, at least two, maybe three times a year, with a severe case of tonsillitis. And I had a penicillin allergy and couldn't take penicillin, obviously. I was always taking erythromycin, and I kind of regret doing that now that I've studied that drug and how dangerous that is to the gut and the health of the gut. But it was the only thing that could get me out of pain. And I would go to the health food store, and they'd, well, try this, try that, try the, and nothing seemed to work very well. And so because of the frequent throat infections and sometimes sinus infections, they would tell me, well, you need to take massive doses of vitamin A, maybe 25,000 international units, and massive doses of vitamin E, 400 units, and lots of ascorbic acid with rose hips, probably 3,000 milligrams, and the chiolic garlic and echinacea and golden seal and all these homeopathics, and they were not helping. And I was worried that there was something wrong with my immune system. And this went on for another 20 years until I came across the health professional who finally sat me down and got me to understand that there is a world of difference between supplements that come from a laboratory and supplements that come from Whole Foods. And even though I had visions of not being able to fulfill the life I wanted to earlier, because being plagued by this terrible tonsillitis that was just awful, and I know some of you have had some very bad cases of it yourself, but once I was able to change the source of my supplements that came from food and not from a pharmaceutical laboratory like Hoffman LaRoche that is in southern Texas or southeast Texas that produces tremendous amounts of pharmaceuticals, when they're not doing that during the night shift, they're making synthetic vitamins. And they're making synthetic vitamins. Now, what's a synthetic vitamin? A synthetic vitamin is a vitamin that did not come from a carrot or a green pepper or a tomato or an orange. It came from coal tar. They learned decades ago that they can extract certain chemicals out of coal tar that look like and smelled like a vitamin. But it doesn't work like a vitamin. In fact, they're toxic and dangerous to use. And so when I finally came across this healthcare professional who could sit me down and say, listen, buddy, it doesn't have a chance of working. It can't work because it's a chemical. It's not a food. And I was thinking, well, wait a second. Aren't chemicals in food? Aren't food made from chemicals? Yes, there's a difference between Mother Nature-made chemicals and chemicals that are put together inside the laboratory. So he first started talking to me about standard process. And I came to realize over the years that we can't understand these kinds of things unless we actually take the time to study and research and understand what has happened step by step to our food supply. And we can't understand what standard process is unless we understand what most vitamins are today. So for years, Americans have gotten used to the new and improved, strengthened, fortified, extra strong, that we don't even know what the truth is anymore. We don't know how to step back and evaluate whether what you're being told or what you're being advertised is some new fad coming down the pike or if there's some real substance to it. We're told not to eat butter, we eat margarine instead, and then 20 years later we're told that margarine's a trans fatty acid and it's very dangerous. And then we're told not to eat eggs or beef because they can cause cholesterol problems. And then years later we're told, no, they're really pretty good. It's managing the cholesterol, not the source of it. And so all these new medical facts that are advertised in such a way as to persuade you to change your eating habits or go off in some different direction, that we kind of end up, I remember Ralph Nader and the stuff he did with the old Corvair and the Unsafe at Any Speed, and then he got into the nutrition business, and he ended up calling these things pseudoscience. It was the first time I'd ever heard that term. And what we're getting today as a result of this pseudoscience are these genetically engineered foods, all kinds of faulty infomercial health tips. You can't get through the night. I mean, if you're a little insomniac and you get up to turn the TV on to try to make yourself sleepy, you can't escape these crazy infomercial health tips, where they take some little tiny thing they discovered in broccoli or some little tiny thing they discovered in the skin of a tomato, and they super concentrate it in a synthetic form and present it as the next cure-all. And you go, you buy a bottle, you buy another bottle, and nothing happens. You don't feel any difference. And you can't. You might as well be eating rocks. So when you get all this correct information about what you're eating and these tricky little nutritional labels, most of us have no way of deciphering the truth. So that's what my thesis is in this radio program as a part of the DJV Health Show, is what Dr. Bernard Jensen and one of my mentors, Mark Anderson, called those television advertising managers practicing medicine without a brain. And so what I want to do is to try to pull back the camouflage and look at the inner workings of this gigantic mess to help you get a better understanding so you can make better choices as to what you're going to do. And I want to try to tune out all the antacid and the low-fat diet food commercials and why you have to watch out for synthetic vitamins or some new hidden herbal formula or some new aromatherapy oil as the answer to your health problems. And so my intent is to help you to live better, to live healthy. As my wife Mary is always saying, it's not how long we live, it's how well we live and how vital we live. And so Standard Process, because their products work, are only available through health professionals. There are some pirates that sell on Amazon, but they're greatly increased prices from what can otherwise be obtained. And so my patients who come to me in my clinic, when they say, "Dr. Jack, what do you do? Well, if they're asking about exercise, what do you do? If they're asking about mattress and pillow selections or how they could be more comfortable at bed or sleep at night, "Dr. Jack, what do you do?" And then, of course, the biggie when it comes to nutrition, "Dr. Jack, what do you do?" And in the years that I have been with Standard Process, which is over 20 years now, I have seen results of all kinds of problems that people have brought to me. And so it strengthens the immune system. It makes people stronger and healthier because it's food-based. When you read the label of a Standard Process product, you don't see chemical names for the vitamin. What you see are the foods that pill came from, the concentrates of those foods. And then I realized just changing the source of supplements that I was taking isn't the whole thing, because eating a low-fat diet had me tired and fatigued, and I couldn't figure that out, and I would read this book, and I would read that book. And in two or three programs ago with you, I talked about the Dr. Eads and the protein power. And that left no stone unturned in my mind of exposing the deadly issue of excessive insulin in the body. And I've talked to you about insulin for several shows, and I hope that what I'm going to be able to do is to show you what the real issues of health in America really are as we proceed through this show today. And as Montaigne said back in the 1500s, "Thus we should be aware of clinging to vulgar opinions and judge things by reason's way, not by popular." So I am Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the BJV Health Show coming up next.
People of the Cloth. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In the 1950s, primate researcher Harry Harlow did a now famous study with monkeys where he offered young monkeys a choice between a surrogate mother built simply out of wire but came with food and a surrogate mother made from wood covered in soft cloth that did not come with food. The monkeys, time and again, vastly preferred the warmth of the cloth mother over the sustenance of the wire mother. The study taught us the significance of love in development. We are all people of the cloth. In other words, would all rather have a connection to others than no connection. And that's why silent treatment can hurt us to our core. So instead of giving your loved one silence the next time you have a disagreement, have the courage to tell them exactly what's bothering you. For more on life, download my new podcast, Tackling Life, with the legendary football star, Ray Lewis.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
To the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I want to get very focused here in what I want to present as maybe a conclusion to this series of presentations that I have been giving you. Now, when you send me email at jackstockwell.com, I try to answer every one of those as best I can. The answers are coming from me, not coming from the staff. And so the questions that I'm getting, or the focus that I'm asked to provide, is the reason behind today's show. Now, today we are, as you well know, and this is nothing new to you, that we are in a terrible health crisis in this country. Of the 40 nations, the 40 industrialized nations, or modern nations, so-called, as designated by the World Health Organization, the United States ranks 39 of out of 40 nations. 39 out of 40. Not number one. We're number one in fat people, in the obese, and there was a time when I weighed an awful lot more than I weigh right now. In fact, I think my weight was such that I would definitely be in the obese classification. I was more than 50 pounds overweight till I found what I've been talking to you lately, and that, of course, is the low carbohydrate, higher fat protein diet intake to keep those insulin levels down. And I lost a lot of weight doing it. In fact, I lost 80 pounds. It took me about 10 months to do it, but I did nothing different except changing what I sat down at the table to eat. And the things that were compelling me to do that was, well, I was a doctor. I was taking care of patients, and they would come asking me advice, and I'm 80 pounds over my normal weight. And they kind of look at you like, what are you doing? What are you talking about? Who do you think you are? And so as I began to change my diet and become more aware of the staggering, scary statistics that we face. I mean, 3 out of every 4 Americans are going to get heart disease, and 2 of them will die from it. According to the American Diabetic Association, the number of diabetics has increased to almost 20 million in just the last 15 years, and another 21 million are designated with impaired glucose tolerance, which means they're pre-diabetic. There's some form of depression, anxiety, or fatigue that affects over 50% of the population. As I was taking care of an 18-year-old young lady for migraines just yesterday in my clinic, and I was asking her, as a habit, are you on any medication? You know, I want to know if you started medication that may have precipitated headaches. And she says, oh, no, I'm not on any medication. I just take an antidepressant. 18 years old, and she takes an antidepressant. I'm not going to mention the name of it, but it's one of the more popular ones out there. But I said, what do you take this for? Oh, it makes me feel better. It never occurred to her that some dietary changes in her lifestyle would have done a much better job without the poisoning effect of an antidepressant. 200,000 Americans die every year from blood pressure, high blood pressure, and stroke. About 33% is the latest number I saw of adult Americans are significantly overweight. You know what that means? If you filled a Boeing 747 jumbo jet to capacity, which is about 300 people, and computed into airline crashes the number of deaths resulting from heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes, you would have 10 jumbo jets falling out of the sky every day. I mean, who would fly again with risks like that? Yet we do it at the dinner table almost every day. We'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Biden administration announced changes to federal student loan repayment plans. Officials said the changes will make it easier for millions of borrowers to have their debts forgiven after being required to pay for up to 25 years. Democrats and consumer groups have been calling on the Biden administration to enact such a policy in recent months. U.S. stocks and government bond yields rose Tuesday. Investors parsed the latest round of earnings reports for signs that corporate profits are holding up despite inflation. The Wall Street Journal reports analysts expect profits from big U.S. companies to keep growing this year, even as costs rise. And more black families are choosing homeschooling as an option to educate their children, according to a U.S. Census Bureau survey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
More than half of U.S. governors are bypassing Washington and taking border safety into their own hands.
The heads of 26 states are joining together in what's being called the American Governor's Border Strike Force. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey details the new coalition.
Today we are announcing the American Governor's Border Strike Force. This is a majority of America's governors stepping up to do what the Biden administration refuses to do.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The goal, they say, is to share intelligence and invest in analysis as a way to stop human and drug smuggling. Membership includes border states like Texas and Arizona, but also includes states that are far away from Mexico. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. single-family home building and permits tumbled in March. Soaring mortgage rates increase costs, but residential construction remains underpinned by a severe shortage of housing. The report from the Commerce Department on Tuesday also showed a record backlog of homes approved for construction, but that haven't been started. Marijuana edibles that mimic the packaging of popular snack foods pose a risk to children. A new study warns that packaging of more than 200 types of edible marijuana products are found in nearly 1 in 10 resembled commercial snack foods like candies and chips. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the DJB Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm not the Forbidden Doctor, by the way. The Forbidden Doctor is that healing power that is deep, deep inside your body, in every cell, in your nervous system, and in all your organs. It's that power that directed the creation of your body at the time you were conceived, that helped you to grow 90% of your entire body size. Happened before you were even born. The sperm and the egg cells are so small that by the time you were born at 7 pounds, 8 pounds, you were already 90% of the size your body would ever become, even though you may grow anywhere, maybe 6 feet or taller after that. And what produced that incredible, beautiful little baby that you were is this force inside you that directed the construction of the body, created the cells, that multiplied the cells, that gave you your brain and all your organs. That force is the Forbidden Doctor. Why do I say forbidden? Because the medical industry forbids you to know that that's inside of you, regulating this stuff all the time. from a medical point of view, and I'm not smacking medicine here. I've studied it enough. I know where the philosophy is and where it comes from, is that there are all these time bombs out there that we're trying to avoid as we grow older. And if you don't hit the time bomb of high blood pressure or the time bomb of diabetes or the time bomb of cancer, you might live to a ripe old age and be healthy all the way through. That's not my philosophy at all. My philosophy is, what is flowing through your bloodstream right now, feeding the forbidden doctor inside you as a result of what you ate yesterday? And if you want to change the power of that healing force in you, then you kind of have to change what's on that table. And as we are more and more concerned all the time with the human misery that is being demonstrated all the time with these terrible statistics and the billions of dollars that are involved in healthcare, orthodox medical care right now is spending almost $1 trillion a year now in trying to address these major problems. So in an attempt to protect themselves and their families from all these terrible things, a lot of Americans are just changing their diets and start taking herbs and supplements. And for, I think, about the last 20 years, and I've told you this before, and I know I've mentioned this to you on the Doug Stephan Show when I was live with him, more money is spent in the alternative health industry, estimated at well over $1 billion this last year, than is being spent in actual medical care. And this is one of the reasons why the medical industry is coming down so hard on people opting out for alternative health care decisions. I mean, and because more and more people are tired of their drugs and they know they need to have a lifestyle change, they end up going to over-the-counter people who will sell them vitamins at the expense of billions and billions a year, which means most people are buying their vitamins from the store clerk. And people are getting sicker. And they pump vitamins and they eat right, but that doesn't seem to answer. I ask a patient, tell me about your diet. Oh, we have a good diet. Not one of them is what I would consider to be a good diet. So what am I telling you that we need, what you need to do? It's not this new medical cure. It's not these new amazing discoveries. I want to help you to wade through all this information and be able to make a truly informed decision. And when people are trying so hard to do the right thing, why aren't the results long-term? I mean, why do they feel so great when they start taking this vitamin or that, and then later they end up feeling fatigued? Why are 95% of the people who lose weight unable to keep it off? Why are the statistics on heart disease and hypertension and diabetes just getting worse? Well, three things, real quick. Number one, the harm that is done to your food before it ever gets to you. The depletion and the demineralization of America's topsoils. I've talked about that in previous shows. And the contamination of the produce by the excessive use of pesticides and fungicides, the chemicalization of the food through the overprocessing, the enriching. You want to make sure that breakfast cereal is enriched. And all the preserves that are used and the contamination of water through fluoridation. That's one. Number two, synthetic vitamins that are taken as supplements. They will only further poison you. And number three, and this was the biggie I've been talking about, low-fat, low-protein, high-carbohydrate diets. Get rid of the steak. Get rid of the red meat. Get rid of the pork. And just have a big green leafy salad. That's what's bringing so many Americans to their knees in their failure of health. Now, where are you going to start with what I'm saying? You know that in order to get the iron that was available in one cup of spinach in 1945, you now have to consume 65 cups of spinach to get what one cup gave you right after World War II. An orange that contained, back at the same time, an orange that contained 50 milligrams of natural vitamin C now has 5 milligrams. And in most instances, I tell my patient, what I'm saying to you is, if you were sitting right now in front of me in a consultation situation in my clinic, that lovely green salad on your table is practically dead nutritionally. because in the food industry today, we're producing less nutritious food at the highest cost in history. While unless they're subsidized, United States farmers are just simply going bankrupt. And how can that be? Well, deforestation, incorrect farming methods, and the overuse of fungicides and pesticides. And I could go probably into a lot greater detail, but time prevents a lot of that. It's just, and then as I talked to you earlier, in earlier shows about insulin and the high, that big green leafy salad that, you know, that's tempting to think, oh, this is all I need. But it's empty. It's empty nutritionally. I've talked about that. They just put out the potassium, nitrogen, and phosphorus that they heavily load the soil with will make that green pepper look like it was raised in the shamrock lands of Ireland. It'll make that tomato look like the rising sun. But it's empty. Nutritionally, it's empty. This is why I'm always promoting organic foods. Organic still means something in this country. There was a time when a lot of so-called organic farmers, and this is like 20, 25, maybe 30 years ago, were selling their products as organic, but they weren't truly what the USDA considered to be organic. So the USDA got these organic farmers together and said, look, boys, look, girls, you're going to have to come up with a genuine, all-encompassing code of what organic means and stick to it in your industry, or we will come in and tell you what organic is. And you won't like it. So they got very strict measurements. You know, it's like if a farmer were to come out and say, I'm offering organic spinach or organic corn, the USDA will come, before they are allowed to put that organic name on there, the USDA will come out and make sure they have to use natural processes with soil development for 3 years from the time they go from commercial soil to organic soil. They have to wait at least 3 years of properly tending to that soil before they can call it organic. And then the soil has to be tested so that there's absolutely no residues of artificial fertilizers left in that soil. So this is why I'm always telling you, shop your local farmers markets. These are the people that we want to keep in business. These are the people who are going to provide you with good, healthy food. But as we're kind of coming towards the end of the program, and I know we have several minutes left to do here, I have a podcast with my wife. I think it's called Digestion, The Beginning and End of Life. It's at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast. Digestion, The Beginning and End of Life. And so I'm telling you, you need to eat more protein. You need to eat more fat. You need to eat less carbohydrates. And then you stop. Well, you know, one of the reasons a lot of you stopped eating meat, and I know you particularly stopped eating meat, is because after you would eat meat, you would feel sluggish as the food just sat in your stomach. And indigestion plagues almost everyone anymore. Tagamet and other kinds of proton pump inhibitors, the PPIs, number one selling drugs in the world. And vending machines, you know, I don't think it'll be very long before right next to the soft drinks or the candy or the artificial potato chips or whatever else start having Pepsi or Tums. Or something else that you can buy through the vending machine. But in order to digest your food, to provide immunity to your body from parasites, to avoid getting candida, you have to have plenty of hydrochloric acid in your stomach. And this is, you know, the arch villain in all of the antacid commercials. It's really a good guy. In fact, your stomach is an acid-producing factory. The reason people get acid indigestion isn't because they have too much acid. It's because they don't have enough acid. And when you eat something, especially if you mix a starch with a protein, if you have a baked potato with a steak, you're asking for trouble just doing that. Because those two foods go two different digestive pathways. And you mix them together, it's going to sit there in the stomach, waiting to be sufficiently acidified so that it can be released from the stomach into the small intestine for further digestion. But if you're not producing enough hydrochloric acid, it'll just sit there and ferment. And it starts forming unnatural acids and gases that will propel those acids up your throat to get that terrible heartburn or GERD or acid reflux or whatever else they want to call it. The most popular, if not the most popular supplement that I sell to my patients is something called Zypan, Z-Y-P-A-N, and it's hydrochloric acid. Plus, it's got enzymes and several other additives in it to acidify what you eat. And this is, I guarantee you this will work. I don't guarantee a whole lot, but I guarantee that if you're having problems with acid indigestion at the end of your meal, and it would be anything you eat except fruit, and fruit should always be eaten by itself. Never eat fruit with anything else. But at the end of your meal, if you took three or four of these little tiny Zypan pills, the bloating will be gone. The gas will be gone. The smelly gas will especially will be gone from protein rot in the gut. The feeling of bloating and uncomfortable following a meal like that will be gone. Where do you get that? Well, you get it. You can call my office, 801-523-1890. They can ship it out to you. Or you can go to orders@forbiddendoctor.com. orders@forbiddendoctor.com and ask for some Zypan. It doesn't cost very much, but I'm telling you, it's one of the biggest miracles that we sell in our office, because you have got to make sure that food digests. And so if there isn't enough HCl, the food begins to rot, it ferments, it develops all these abnormal acids that I'm talking about, your stomach turns, you feel terrible. And what you really need is more hydrochloric acid, more HCl, just the opposite of what your family practitioner is telling you. Well, we'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Radio Health Journal.
Not everybody is ready for a transformative life change, so we want to make sure everybody has access to the information and resources that they need to be safe and healthy.
How a historic focus on harm reduction can save lives.
Then how implicit bias and racial discrimination amongst healthcare providers results in poor quality of care for people of color.
It's unfortunate that a person of color would feel inferior or feel they are not there.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal.
To hear these stories and more, visit RadioHealthJournal.org.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And so Zypad, the thing I'm talking to you about, is made by Standard Process, and it also has some pancreatin and some pepsin in it to help the stomach get the job done. But I have never had anybody come back to me and tell me, I hate that stuff. What did you give that to me? Why did you do that? They all come back and say, why didn't I know about this? Why did it take them so long to find out about Zypan? Z-Y-P-A-N. You can order it at orders@ForbiddenDoctor.com, and we'll get it out to you the same day. So, in the few minutes that we have left here, what is health? How would you describe somebody that's healthy? Because they look like they're healthy, they've been working out in the gym, or they lost weight, or they... The World Health Organization defines health, quote, a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. So a lot of us think of health as not being sick. Now, I know you know better than that, because every day you see people that are pasty and sallow complexions, and they look a little yellow, or they look a little gray, sometimes just as white as chalk, because there's no blood flow into the surface of the skin. I mean, there's hardly a grocery store, a fast food chain, or an office you can go into without seeing somebody with their wrists, or one of the wrists, immobilized because of carpal tunnel syndrome. And we say, well, that's repetitive work. But it never occurs to them that their ligaments are weak because they have insufficient protein, insufficient whole food C complex, an insufficient level of trace minerals, because ligaments will fall apart because of that, without that. Babies are born with all kinds of abnormalities, and we just figure, well, that's just the way it is. and we see all these people who are obese, yet we never look at the carbohydrates that they consume. And nibbling on a low-fat cookie is even encouraged. And varicose veins and easy bruising and gums that bleed easy and stretch marks and the popping and cracking of your joints and slipped discs are just normal wear and tear on the body. We just kind of accept these things as being normal. No one ever would think that these are subclinical scurvy cases, a deficiency of the whole food vitamin C complex, not ascorbic acid, but the real vitamin C. And I could go on with several other things, but one of the most nutritional deficiencies in America today is the B complex deficiency. If you're not getting enough B from foods, not the chemical alternatives that line the shelves of health food stores, but some of the symptoms of B complex deficiency, indigestion, weakness and fatigue, dizziness, forgetfulness, uneasiness, rage, anxiety, depression, mental confusion, impaired intellect, hostility, craving for sweets. And one of the ones that I recognize in my clinic from time to time is someone who needs whole food vitamin B, and what I recommend is Cataplex B for that. That's a standard processed product because it comes from whole food. Is this constant feeling that something dreadful is about to happen. And along with this constant feeling that something dreadful is about to happen is brain fog, dimmer vision in the elderly, swollen red eyelids, another vitamin B deficiency. But we never think of those kinds of things. And so I've tried to educate you about natural foods and the soil and the whole food supplements versus synthetic and the importance of protein and natural fats in your diet. Because so much of modern living tends to desensitize people, and some of my patients fall into this lethargic state because of all the hollow food that's grown on these empty soils and the bodies and minds that start to get dull and unproductive in manufacturing the chemical compounds that the brain requires, that the endocrine system requires. And, you know, many well-to-do Americans who can eat what they like are so badly fed as to be physically inferior and mentally dull. So, you know, there's only so much of the good life. People think that, and I've gotten this far, and I don't know who Mother Earth is. I don't know who Mother Nature is. I'll rest my soul in the bosom of Mother General Mills or Mother Exxon or Mother Squibb or Mother Del Monte, Mother DuPont, Mother Safeway. And, you know, it's just, you look at the crime rate, you look at the kids in school and what's going into their brains as a result of what they eat. We're going to have to talk more about this. That's it for this week's DJV Health Show. Remember, you can hear all of our DJV Health Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at the DJVHealthShow.com. And you can listen to my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.